92.7. And finally, if you ever take a drive through Vereeniging, you'll find the usual landmarks, the Peace Monument, the Sharpeville Monument, reminders of more recent chapters in our history. But tucked away nearby lies something far older, far quieter, and now at risk of being lost forever. It's a site that may date back to 1,000 years. The Redan rock engravings. Hot 102.7's Al Prodgers takes a look.
Centuries before buildings, roads or boundaries, the Khoisan people roamed this landscape, and on a raised sandstone outcrop above the river, they carved their stories into the rock. Today, more than 240 petroglyphs still scatter the surface, barely visible at first, then suddenly everywhere, as if the past was just waiting for your eyes to adjust. A few are animals, lions, antelope, creatures that once moved freely through the area, but most are something else entirely. Swirling geometric patterns, each one unique, each one a glimpse into the spiritual and imaginative world of the earliest people to call Gauteng home. Researchers believe this spot may have been sacred, possibly used for women's initiation rites, a place where generations met, learned, celebrated and connected. But now this ancient gallery is fading. Weather, felt fires, vandalism and pollution are stripping away the carvings year by year. Despite its status as a national monument, there's very little protection, and locals fear that what survived for a millennium might not survive our neglect. Some say that at twilight, if you stand still, you can hear the ancestors sing across the sandstone. How long these voices will be heard is a question only we can answer. Al Prodgers, Hot 102.7 News, Redan.
Hot 102.7.